everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond, and happy May 29th. It happens to be Memorial Day here in the United States. Let's take a moment and give silence out of respect for the people that gave their all and to their family members, our men and women who served in the armed forces. May their memories be eternal. Today's topic, and yes, we're doing another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone, is doing a little. And the quote is from Edmund Burke. Nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do a little. We put off cleaning the garage because the job seems too big to finish, and we refrain from doing anything to help the poor in our community because the need is too great. We don't start a diet because we'll never be able to take off all of our excess weight. But if we clean just one portion of the garage each weekend, or made one small donation to a local charity each month, or drank one less can of pop, I'm saying pop even though it says soda, each day, before long we would have accomplished a great deal, certainly much more than we had if we had done nothing. Nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. I think that sometimes when we're on this healing journey that we get so frustrated because we don't see the immediate results. We don't see it. And sometimes we even might even say things like, you know what, I keep doing this, and yet there's nothing. There is nothing. I keep drinking water. I keep increasing my water. I keep exercising. I keep meditating. I keep doing all of these healthy things, and yet I'm not seeing the inches melt off. And then one day happens. One day it happens. It all comes together. Yes, just like the garage. We look at it. We get overwhelmed because there's so much that needs to be done. I want to share something real quickly here too. There's a thought that's coming to my mind. I was sharing with one of my kids. They were talking about wanting to relax. And what I said to them was, the list will always be there. And even when we check something off that list, there's always something ready to take its place. And if we think and operate off the mindset that we'll relax, or I can relax, I can have fun once all my chores are done, that's really impossible because the chores are never done. There's always something that's going to replace one thing that leaves a vacant spot, because there's always stuff that needs to get done. There's always stuff. So that's what I was saying to them, is that there's always going to be stuff that needs to get done. And at some point, you have to say to yourself, you know what? The list can wait. The list can wait. And I'm going to go ahead and have fun or rest and relax. In today's topic of doing little, what I find from this message and what I was just, you know, illustrating with the list is the value of the small thing. The value of the small thing. Small things done consistently on a daily basis will lead you to results. It's not, I'm going to tackle it all in one day and exhaust myself and then look at there. Look at that. Now, I will say that if there is a task that can be completed in a short amount of time, again, we're looking at things from situations and then also perspective. If there's something that can get done in a short amount of time, it actually helps us feel really good. It gives us that boost of, hey, you know what? I did it. It's accomplished. I feel really, really good. Gives you those happy hormones. So take in perspective the situation. And at the same time, consider a larger, they say this, I mean, we already know this information. I know this information. I know that you know, at some point in your life, you've heard, take a big task and chunk it out into pieces, into parts, and then address each little piece. And eventually, yes, it'll all be done. And at the same time, recognize yourself for those little steps. Recognize yourself for those little steps. All right, here's the affirmation of the day. Instead of being overwhelmed by the size of a task in front of me, I will take one small action at a time. These actions add up. Well, holy buckets. To one of our listeners who really appreciates when I say holy buckets, there's your holy buckets. There's your holy buckets, eh? Okay. So look at that. Holy buckets, Dr. Deb, man. I do not pre-read these before I record. Sometimes I have to do a few takes because I, you know, mispronounce a word or something. But anyway, or go off on a tangent. And I'm like, yeah, no, not so much. But yeah, look at that. Holy buckets, man. All right. We're off the hook today. We're off the hook. Doing a little. And maybe today, listening to this podcast is you're doing a little. I don't know. I don't know because I don't know what works for you or what fits in your life. What I can say is that people experience pretty much the same stuff. And we can have things that are a little different. Yes, that's true. Like me saying pop versus soda. Not to diminish a person's experience, okay? But yes, instead of being overwhelmed, let's take the little pieces. Let's take one little step. Boy, I'm thinking about this. It's like a Christmas holiday thing. I think it's Santa Claus is coming to town. Put one foot in front of the other. That one. And soon you'll be walking out the door. See, even back then, they had the same message, right? How many times do we need to hear the message? And maybe it's from different people. Maybe the same message said differently from different people. And maybe, just maybe, maybe doing a little will finally go, oh, yes, I get it. All right, that's enough for today, I think. We'll leave it at that. What do you guys think about this? What do you think about doing a little? What works for you? Why are you here? Thank you so much for being here, though. And remember, yes, holy buckets. Remember, we're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.